Okay, so we've got half an hour before lunch, and we're going to explore another posture. So we're going to do a standing meditation, which I'll lead through to some degree. And so as I say, we've got half an hour, so we're going to stand. At any point, you can sit down, but I just ask that you see it's an opportunity in that deciding process. What is it that gets you to sit if you sit? Is it a thought? How does that decision get made? And that can be a very, very rich area of exploration. We started to explore it in the walking meditation yesterday afternoon, and we'll explore it further in the session at 4 o'clock. But for now, let's stand. And notice any preference in the mind. If Moha's in the driving seat, Moha might be thinking, oh, but I was going to lie down. Oh, I was going to just nod off for a bit. It's just there to be noticed, whatever's arising. Standing can be a very useful posture with a different energetic feel to simply standing. Perhaps it's in some ways more easily to feel embodied, connected with the ground than when sitting. Be a relief for the body, particularly the knees and the hips and the back. But letting the posture be natural. Relaxing into it. Perhaps breathing into it. And feeling that contact with the floor underneath you. You can have your eyes open or closed. And whether the eyes are open or closed, just let them be soft. We can have the idea that when And standing, we're standing still. Tuning into the experience. Balance is often maintained through many tiny movements and adjustments. Sensitive to those. Having an awareness of different body sensations. Pulsing, vibrating. Differences in temperature. And contact. Allowing the concept of body to loosen into this mass of pulsing, sensation, vibration. A shape in space with no particular edges or boundaries. Might feel where the movement, the sensations, that which we call breath, move through the body. Being aware of different senses, experience of sound, seeing, touch, taste. experience through the mind sense. What is awareness knowing? How is awareness relating to experience? Perhaps catching the qualities of moha, delusion, or the qualities of panya, wisdom, in that relating. Noticing your relationship to the posture. Is there a sense of enjoyment of standing, or some resistance? Some thoughts? Noticing any comparing thoughts. Any sense of ambition. Ideas about the posture. Liking or not liking can be known as objects in the mind. Just standing with ease, relaxation. softly listening in to the body mind. Being aware of any tension or striving in continuing to stand. And if there's a decision to sit, what happens there? Simply being present to what's happening. Not necessary to judge or compare. And when it's possible, just letting more attention rest with the awareness. Awareness that's knowing objects in experience. simply standing and knowing. end with a poem by Denise Levertov, Witness. Sometimes the mountain is hidden from me in veils of cloud. Sometimes I am hidden from the mountain in veils of inattention, apathy, fatigue. When I forget or refuse to go down to the shore, or a few yards up the road on a clear day, to reconfirm that witnessing presence.